Player's cosmic optimism was something I learned not only to appreciate, but to count on, especially in cases that might present as lost causes. She regarded them not as closed doors, but as thresholds waiting to be crossed. Now I watched Sarah and Annie, trying to see two things at once, the present and the past, layered over each other like transparencies that hadn't quite aligned. The bond between them seemed to deepen in its quiet, wordless way. Annie now sought out Sarah rather than simply accept her proximity. From her part, Sarah showed no outward awareness of seeking or being sought. She simply arrived and placed herself next to Annie, or waited until Annie arrived and sat beside her. I also witnessed Sarah again silently place her hand over Annie's, her palm covering it gently. It was a small gesture that contained enormous significance. I glimpsed a mysterious emblem of past, present, and future. The peaceful effect it had on both of them was undeniable. The very next instant, I felt myself pinned against my seat as Kirk gunned it downhill. Suddenly, the view through the windows blurred and I experienced intense downward velocity. In that instant, I knew what it meant to see your life flash before your eyes. I expected any moment to feel a violent impact and my body obliterated in an explosion of steel and glass. Then Kirk jammed on the brakes and wrenched the wheel to the left. The Cybertruck went screeching across the asphalt, spun sideways, jumped the curb, rammed into an iron handrail, and mounted the sidewalk stairwell pointed in the opposite direction.